read a story from this week where you said you had really no expectations of getting drafted. Take us through how that thought process has kind of evolved up until now.
I didn't want to expect anything, and I didn't, want to get overly excited, and I hoped I would get a chance to be on a team, and especially the Patriots, and words can't describe how excited I am to be a part of this organization, and the fact that I got drafted, it makes me so happy, and my family's happy, and I'm just so excited about the opportunity. I'm really at a loss for words about the whole thing.
Not necessarily being drafted, but when did you think you might get a chance to, compete for an NFL job, get an invitation to an NFL team?
After my pro day, I had spoken with a couple of, teams and had, figured I might get a shot here and there just with some talk with some scouts. And, I heard that I might get a chance to, get a job with a team, and that's all I wanted, and I just wanted a shot to prove myself and just get a chance, really.
Why did you decide to start playing football?
That was a long, drawn-out process. I was playing rugby, especially age grade stuff, and I was done with the World Cups, and I had been in college, and I couldn't do the professional rugby in college at the same time, so... I wanted to play football my senior year in high school, and I didn't. And, I just decided I would go out for Ohio State. What better college program would you want to, be a part of than Ohio State, especially as a kid growing up in Columbus? So, I did it, and it worked out pretty well. So
just to clarify, I saw a story that said you did not play high school football. Did you play in high school?
No, I did not. I didn't play a down of football in high school.
Okay.
What's your experience in the secondary? It's hard to find out what your exact position has been.
Can you say that again?
What experience do you have in the secondary? It's just been hard to pinpoint what your exact position has been.
I played, as I came into Ohio State, I was a safety, and practice with them a lot. I got a couple plays in a game at nickelback, played some nickelback, and but my role at Ohio State, they wanted me to play special teams, and that's what I did. The coaches wanted that, and I gave everything I had into that, pretty much was my role. I backed up Tyler Moeller at nickelback last year, and obviously some safety stuff, so just did what the coaches needed of me.
Was there any special teams unit you enjoyed playing on the most?
What are you asking? What specific special teams unit do I enjoy the most?
Right.
I would have to say kickoff, probably, because I don't know why. I don't know. I just enjoy running down as fast as you can, and it's mayhem. It's exciting. It's crazy. It's such a rush. I don't even know what to say about it. It happens so fast, and it's extremely, it's just one big blur and then it's over. I just love it for some reason. I don't know. Maybe I got to screw this.
What was your contact with the Patriots like? Were they at your pro day? Did they work you out at all? What was that involved?
I had spoken with the Patriots the day prior to my pro day, and I spoke with them a little bit afterwards. Just kept in contact throughout the phone a little bit here and there, and then I talked to them a lot today. I didn't work out with them or fly out to New England, but I had spoken to them on the phone a couple of times.
Who from the Patriots had you spoken to before today?
Coach Brian Flores. I spoke with him, and I can't remember. I spoke with a couple. The other scout, I can't remember his name. But Coach Brian Flores was my main contact at the beginning of my communication with the Patriots.
Nate, how much of an impact did having Mike Vrabel on the coaching staff help you?
Man, I can't say enough about Coach Mike Vrabel. Obviously, what he did as a player, but I mean, even as a coach, I learned so much from him. And then that's just not even to say the type of person he is. I mean, what an amazing guy. I can't thank him enough for, you know, the help he's given me and the attention he's given me. And we have such a good relationship. And I'm lucky, you know, to even only have the 1 year I got to spend with him and, you know, the likes of Coach Fickell and even the rest of the coaching staff at Ohio State. They're all great. But, you know, I'm very, you know, happy to say that I got that year with Coach Fable.
How much did Mike stress to you the, you know, the special teams aspect of things and that could be an opportunity for you in the NFL?
I'd say he highly stressed it. He understood that it was just as an important part of the game as anything else. He understood how important I took my role as a special teams player at Ohio State, and we kind of fed that together to help the rest of the team with special teams. And, you know, he made it clear to me, you know, the things you do every day here at Ohio State, you can play in the NFL for years doing that. And he knew the importance of special teams, and he, like I said, we try to spread out throughout the team.
How does a kid from Dublin, Ohio, get involved in rugby in the first place?
My father played rugby, and growing up, I was around it since I was about 6 years old. I had played football as, you know, peewee like any other kid, and I kind of got into rugby. I was a late bloomer in high school, and I kind of had more interest in rugby, so it just went that way. I went to a couple camps for the national team, and then it's all history.
Nate, can you talk about losing your father and what impact it had on you?
I mean, obviously it was devastating. Nobody wants to lose their father, especially the way that happened. But the type of person he was in our relationship, I mean, I could only draw strength from it. I never really was one, like I said to people, to pity myself. You know, I don't know how he would feel about me feeling bad for myself because he was gone. I mean, he was one to say every day, like, if I died tomorrow, you know, I would be mad about it the way I lived. And so I don't want to, as a son, be sad about it. So I just tried to draw strength from it. And, I mean, I'm so lucky to have a person like that in my life. And especially as a father figure, he was amazing.
Guys, let's take one more question.
How does rugby translate to football?
I get that question a lot. I never know how to answer it. It compares in the fact that we hit each other and there's a lot of running and some big dudes. I don't know that it compares a lot. I'd say just the speed of the game and the tackling are similar, but they're very different sports. I guess the fact that, you know, when it's time to come down and hit somebody as I'm running down on kickoff, I'd say that's very similar to the time it comes down to you're in a rugby game and you got to hit somebody. I mean, the tackling, I guess, is similar, and it's not too similar. They're two different sports.
Hey,
thank you, Nate.
All right, Nate, thank you.